unaccompanied, by a chap called Thomas Campion. He was a very interesting sort, was Thomas Campion. He was a chemist, he was a lawyer, he was also one of the greatest poets this country has ever had. Slight catch, he lived 400 years ago. Now, some of you will not be surprised by what you're about to hear. Some of you will be. The cypress curtain of the night is spread, and over all a silent dew is cast. The weaker cares by sleep are conquered, but grief aghast. In spite of Morpheus' charms, a watch do keep over my eyes to banish friendly sleep. Yet oft my fainting eyes through tiredness close, and then the map of hell before me stands, which ghosts to walk, and I am one of those ordained to pine in sorrow's endless bands, since from my wretched soul all hopes are reft, and now no cause of life to me is left. Grief seize my soul, for that will still endure when my crazed body is consumed and gone. Bear it to thy black den, the keep it sure, where thou 10,000 souls dost tire upon. Yet all do not afford such grief to me as this poor one, the worser half of me. Yet all do not afford such grief to me as this poor one, the